Good morning. Context is really important. Context, especially when we're looking at the scriptures. When we look at scripture, we can see the words and think we understand the words, and we can utilize those words in our life. But sometimes we may not know what the context of those words are. And I think it's really helpful and important and significant for us to try to get a sense of the context of the words we see in Scripture and how those words in that context can speak to ours, to speak in the context of where we live our lives. Let me talk about that a little bit. That gospel reading that we heard this morning, a few minutes ago, was a story, a parable being told. And you just can't hear that gospel parable without wondering at the end of it, what is this all about? This just doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem fair. And while our first approach could be, is this somehow about labor law? Is this somehow about an economy? Is this something about how people should be paid? You could get to that a bit. But the context of this, I think, is slightly different. But I think it can speak powerfully to us, very powerfully to us, if we can get beyond our initial reaction of, this is really confusing to me. It just doesn't seem fair. It just doesn't seem fair. So hold on to that thought, though. It doesn't seem fair. And we'll look at that at the end. Let's look at the context a little bit of this gospel reading. This is written by Matthew, and you may have heard us, we clergy in homilies sharing about the different gospels, but just a quick review. Matthew is the author of this gospel. He's writing in the context of a Christian community that's changing, as many of them did in the early church. This was a community that had been predominantly Jewish. Remember, the followers of Jesus were originally Jewish folks who came from that tradition. And in the early church, those followers of Christ, those involved in the Jesus movement, still held on to their Jewish heritage. They went to the synagogue on Saturday. The Sabbath was very important to them. They continued their Jewish traditions, but also entered ever more deeply into this being followers of Christ and gathered together for the meal, the supper, remembering Jesus present to them in their midst in the bread and the wine. Eventually, those Jewish Christians separated from the synagogue experience and became almost their own kind of body, their own Christian movement. But many of them had been Jewish. So when Matthew's writing his gospel, one of the experiences of that community is there are people beginning to become part of that tradition, part of that community, who have no history of being Jewish, have no history or experience of the Jewish tradition. They're not from that culture. They're not from that language. They're not from that experience. They're not from that narrative. Oftentimes not even aware of it. But they come to be baptized and begin to walk into this faith of being followers of Jesus. And it seems at that time there was some conflict in the early Christian community among those who came from the Jewish tradition and those who came from the Gentile world and were baptized into this faith, as were their Jewish brothers and sisters. And so that's a little bit of the context. Some of those Jewish Christians could not understand why these Christians who were from the Gentile world didn't have to follow some of the Jewish traditions, the dietary laws, the traditions, the narrative, the culture, the history, the experience of having been Jewish. The church at that time was beginning to learn and grow into an understanding of what it meant to be a follower of Jesus. And maybe it didn't mean you had to be all of those things, as these Gentiles were welcomed into the Christian community, but the tension still existed. In some parts of Scripture, you can see that tension is very, very real. Some Christians refusing to dine with that, to celebrate the Eucharist together because of the Jewish dietary laws. So get a sense of that context. Matthew's writing in that context. And it suggested that this parable was trying to address that. Now, remember what the parable was, and we read it about 20 minutes ago. The story is the owner of a vineyard comes to hire people to work in the vineyard, and he hires people, it seems, around sunrise, around 9 o'clock in the morning, around noon, around 3, and around 5. And these people all come at different times. And at the end of the story, he pays the people for the day that they've worked. And I love the way Matthew writes this, because he shows that the people who were hired at 5 o'clock, the people who probably worked about an hour, they were paid first. And you can picture all the others who had started early in the morning, 9, noon, 3, kind of waiting and watching. And they see that these people hired at 5 o'clock get a full day's wage. And you could probably hear them mumbling to themselves, "It looks like we may get more." But in them, there's this idea, we should get more because we started earlier. But each comes forward, and they're all paid the same. And of course, they grumble about that. They grumble about that. It doesn't seem fair. This isn't fair. So the folks that are hearing this, I would suggest, one way of interpreting this context is those who are hearing this parable, in a sense, those of the Jewish tradition who had come to be followers of Christ, they're kind of like those who started in the vineyard at daybreak. They've been around a long time. They have a long day that they worked. And then people begin coming in as the day progresses. And yet, the message of Matthew is, as is the message to that community, God's grace, God's love, God's forgiveness, God's care, God's healing is for all. Whether you came at sunrise or whether you came at 5 o'clock, God's loving goodness is freely given and abundantly to all. It's given to those who have the narrative, the culture, the language, the experience of that Jewish tradition, and it's given just as equally to those who have no experience of that, who come with their own experience, their own culture, their own language, their own narrative, their own stories. And as the Christian community gathers to live out this love of Christ in a new context going forward, that to me is the significance of this story of the workers in the vineyard. God's love, God's abundant care, God's caring, God's forgiveness is never fair. It's freely given. We don't work to earn it, but it's freely given to us, to all. No matter what hour of the day we come, no matter what experience or culture and language, background, history, narrative we come from, we enter into the story of Jesus. We come to be part of that story and bring our story with it as we journey together. So I think that to me is the significance of this story. That's the context. And so how can that context and what Jesus shared in that parable to that context speak to our time? Speak to our lives, our community, the larger community. You know, where in our lives do we kind of think that we deserve more because, well, we've been around longer? And our narrative, our history, our story, our experience is of more value. Here at St. Paul's, we experience new folks coming to the parish who come with their own backgrounds, their own history, their own narrative, don't know a sacrament from a prayer book, from a New Testament, from an Old Testament sometimes, but they come to be fed, to be nourished, and together, we move forward in this walk of Christ together. God's love is freely given to all of us, whether we've been around for years or whether we're new to this experience. Do you hear this language going on in our nation right now? You know, there are some who've been around a long time. Some have a history. We know the history of and the narrative and the experience of our being part of this community, this country. And yet there is a little bit of this sunrise, 9 o'clock folks who are not too happy about some of the 3 and 5 o'clock folks coming to be part of this nation, to be part of this country. It's a lot to do with immigration that we look at today. These attitudes we have of worthiness to be part of this experience, to be part of this life. This can speak to that context as well. As the early Christian community formed itself and became who it needed to be by welcoming and gathering and continuing to create its own story and narrative going forward, we too live in that time. We live in this time of transition. We live in this time now, like those people in the first reading from Exodus who are oppressed, living in Egypt, living horrible lives. And Moses leads them out into the desert, leads them into an unknown, in a sense. Can you imagine the experience of not knowing where this is going? To such a point that as they're in the desert, they cry out to Moses, "Better we had stayed back there. Yes, we were oppressed. Yes, we lived horrible lives, but we knew how to work in that. We knew the narrative. Now we're creating a new story, a new experience, and we're afraid as we move forward into what we oftentimes will say the dream that God has for us." So it's a natural feeling in this time of transition to know that the stories and the experiences of our past can continue to feed us, but they need to develop and change and grow as we go forward. As we go forward, as a people united in this nation, in this community of faith, that all of us together, the sunrise people, the 9 o'clock people, the 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, all of us are equally loved by God, equally cared for. And we need to learn to care for each other in that way as well. So, I hope this gospel reading can speak to you on many different levels. It's a gospel reading that I think over the years as I've read it, at first it's hard to grasp what it means, but I offer that possible understanding and context of what Matthew is trying to do with that story and how what he was saying to that context can speak to the context where we live this day. So let us continue to go forth in this time of change, in this time of possibility, in this time of newness, in this time of the Jesus movement leading us ever more deeply into who we can be together as a people. Perhaps we can't see it yet. Perhaps it's unknown. But the narrative needs to continue. The story needs to continue as we develop and as this world develops into God's dream for it.